For now, a mad cow scare appears to be over. Last Friday, a preliminary test came back positive for mad cow disease on a single cow. At a news conference late this afternoon, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said later tests were negative and the cow was not infected. NPR's Joe Palca joins me now in the studio to discuss these results. Joe, how confident are officials that the cow really does not have mad cow disease?
Well, they're pretty confident, actually. The confirmatory tests involved actually taking a piece of the cow's brain, sending it to Ames, Iowa, where the National Veterinary Services Laboratory is, and then they take the brain, they slice it up, they put chemicals on it, antibodies, and then they stain it. And this has become the gold standard. It's the one that is used in Europe as well for testing for mad cow disease. And the test came back negative. So at least as best anybody can tell with current technology, this cow does not have the disease.
Now, how does a screening test differ from a test that could determine with great certainty that a cow is definitely suffering from mad cow disease?
Well, the screening test, the test I just described takes 4 to 7 days. So it's slow, it's cumbersome. With the screening test, you want to be able to test a lot of cows rapidly. And you want to test with something that's very sensitive. And I was trying to come up with an analogy for you. You want to be able to detect mad cow disease if it's there. And it's a little bit like if you're out in the woods and you're trying to hear a radio signal, and maybe you'd crank the volume way up. Well, every once in a while, when you crank up the volume, you're going to hear something that's actually not a radio signal. It's going to be static or something like that. So with this test, you're very sensitive. You're looking to see if there's any indication that this disease is present. But occasionally, you're going to see something that you think is the disease. And then when you do further testing, you find out that that's not the case.
Now, the USDA announced last night that a different cow had also tested positive on a screening test. What do we know about that second cow?
Well, at the moment, not much, except that, like the first one, it tested positive in this initial screening test. But the USDA has taken the position that until they have something to confirm, they're not going to say anything. They're not going to say where the cow was tested. They're not going to say what kind of cow it was, whether it was sick when it came. And they're not going to say anything at all. So it's a little bit of a strange situation. And again, now that the first cow that tested preliminary positive and then confirmed negative, now that that's gone through the system, they're saying we're not going to say anything more about it. So it's like over and done with. This second cow, all we know is that it also had this initial test that we call it inconclusive, but really it looks positive to begin with.
Strange situation and a bit curious. Is it surprising that we have two potential cases of mad cow disease in a single week?
Well, yes and no. But really, the reason we're seeing this, well, what amounts to a flurry, I don't know if two are a flurry, but we may see more, is that the USDA has decided to vastly expand its testing of cows. They're hoping to test some 250,000 cows in the coming year for mad cow disease to see whether maybe it's lurking and we just haven't been able to detect it yet. When you do that, it means that you're going to have a lot more of these false positives. You're going to have a lot more of these inconclusives. And as I was saying, when you're cranking up the gain, when you're looking really hard, you're going to get some misleading indications to begin with. So in a sense, it's surprising that we have two so rapidly, but in another sense, it's not, because they've already tested about 9,000 cows and two have come back preliminary inconclusive.
Is it possible that mad cow disease is here and we just haven't found it yet?
Well, that's the big question. The U.S. Department of Agriculture officials have said, no evidence. We don't believe it's here. But that was the whole point of this expanded program. They want to be able to say with as much certainty as possible, it really isn't here, and convince the doubters that they've got good evidence for that.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca.